Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
TNTRadioEmpire.com. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Zach Wilson, not a committed soaker, was baptized as a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, said he didn't grow up active in the church and was never really a churchgoer.
Got it. Good for him.
I really wanted to play football, and BYU would take him.
But he always had a good relationship with God in his life.
Whatever. That's a relief. Banging his mom's friends. All right.
Well, that's because of his good relationship with God.
Right.
We got some Arizona State news.
Yeah, you guys are kicking it.
Todd. Number one.
In what?
Arizona State, now the most penalized school in NCAA history after ASU football violations. In history, they have been sanctioned, penalized 10 times by the NCAA for major infractions, tying SMU for the top spot.
You get
on
some
the
sort
list.
Of banner to hang or anything for that?
No, but what happened to SMU?
They got a death penalty.
They're not going to. They don't do that in schools
right.
anymore.
Yeah, they don't.
No.
No, and they're not going to give anybody the death penalty.
No, because not after that.
Yeah.
No.
I like the one about SMU.
I like the one about SMU. Zach Peterson.
That's a Zach Peterson so line.
Well, if any, was it what, like 5 years ago or so when Baylor, you know, their basketball team was like covered
he
up
a murder.
Murder?
Right. The coach hit a murderer. It's not the school's fault.
Yeah,
but
I mean, if a program was going to get a death penalty,
it'd be them.
They probably would have.
They don't talk
happen.
About the guy that murdered people on our team. It could get us in trouble.
Right.
Just keep it quiet. Yeah.
Right. Did they get sanctioned?
Yeah, they did.
Somehow?
Yeah, I don't
but
know.
They,
I the
I
basketball
mean,
team probably did.
I think
the
they tossed around.
Really good still, yeah.
People tossed around the death penalty idea.
Don't say toss. Trying to get the
yeah,
ostrich
toss.
Out of our
I was thinking about ostriches again.
Yeah, yeah.
Texas A&M
so
is
so
third.
So what's the punishment for Arizona State?
They have been, I think they took away a bunch of scholarships.
They said they can't play in a bowl game in 6 years. Oh, no, that's Nebraska. Although you weren't under probation, you just couldn't make a bowl game
no,
in 6 years.
Arizona State said they would voluntarily sit out the bowl game last year, and then they proceeded to win two games. So it was a good year to sit out a bowl game.
They called ahead and said they called that ahead of time. Right?
Yeah, they can't even cheat right. This was all COVID. I think a lot of these were COVID infractions where somebody wasn't supposed
recruiting,
to.
Recruiting when you shouldn't have been.
And, you know, they penalize these kids, and Herm is gone, and so is Antonio Pierce. And they
that
were the guys
every school.
Yeah, who were spearheading all of that.
That's why I love about the NIL. These kids can leave, too. And the transfer portal, I mean, because the kids can leave, too. Why coaches can leave, why can't the kids leave?
And Antonio Pierce certainly failed up.
Yeah he did.
Yeah. All right.
That's well, that voluntarily what? Skipping the bowl game is guys that like skeezy dudes that'll sit around and be like, "Well, I wouldn't bang her." Like, yeah, you're not gonna have to worry about that.
Yeah, she's fat, man.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Whatever, dude.
Congratulations.
She will never look in your direction.
I'm glad that ASU can finally give you something to be happy about.
Vacating records. I always hate that for contests in which ineligible student athletes competed. You know, so those games never happened, apparently.
You going to go see them this fall? They'll be playing close to you, won't they?
They're in the Big 12 now.
Right. They're in Manhattan and they're in Stillwater, Oklahoma. I might make the trip to Stillwater just to say I've been to Oklahoma.
And then Louisiana would be the only state you haven't been to?
No, and then Mississippi. I got to get Mississippi in there.
You know, I think Mississippi would be cool to do, because the only thing I think of is actually go to an Ole Miss football game where they have that big tailgate and area, everybody's in dresses and all hot little Southern
bells. World's largest cocktail party.
Yeah, now Mississippi's a crappy state. Obviously, they're 50th in everything, you know. I think
they're
number
consistent.
One
but they got an ocean. You know, the thing to
but
be,
if you're going to go there to see a football game, that'd be kind of cool. You
know? Thing to do would be, I think, fly into New Orleans, and it's a quick drive over to Mississippi.
And just say hi.
And then go back to New Orleans.
Right, just take a picture by the sign and then go back to New Orleans.
There you go. All right. You can do that. Tyler Walsh, Ted McGinley a little later on this morning.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
56 pounds of marijuana were found in a woman's suitcase at a Memphis airport. I don't know how you yes, it fit.
Yeah.
56 pounds. I mean, I don't know how you hide the smell from that.
Well, that's too heavy. Don't you have to pay more if it's over 50?
Well, yeah, it was funny. We went through Southwest recently. My wife's luggage weighed 53 pounds. That's 3 pounds over. And I go,
she needed all that stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I packed. Yeah, that's the way she is. And, but a lot of people are that way. And I go, oh, man, I looked at it. I said, ah. And the lady goes, nope, I don't care today. That's what she said. I don't care today. She was in a rush. She was in a rush, and it was just a couple pounds
over.
Do
you think that's how they snagged her? You're going to have to take 6 pounds of your marijuana and put it in another bag, please.
Yeah. I don't know.
Like, do you guys want article?
That is classic follow the rules.
Nope, this one last.
While you're breaking the law.
Woman trying to fly out of Memphis International Airport was stopped by security after one of her suitcases busted open on the luggage cart.
Oh!
The suitcase had a luggage tag that allowed the police to identify her.
She did everything wrong.
Yeah, she put her name on it. And then it busted open, and they went, ma'am, you have 56 pounds of marijuana in your bag.
Do you know, this about my wife.
If you're transporting 56 pounds of marijuana, use a decent piece of luggage.
And don't put your name on it.
Well, you always have your name in your luggage, but you're right. Don't put it on that one.
But on that one, exactly, leave it off.
Not that one.
Well, just put it right next to the not weed sticker.
My wife didn't. My wife had a new luggage, and she forgot to put her name on it, and she flew recently, and it got lost. And it flew to Tampa for some reason. And then it flew back to where we were heading. And the next day, she got it. But you know, they found out who she was? They opened her luggage and found a pill prescription bottle.
Oh, yeah.
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 So they do look in there and look for stuff, man. Oh. So just unfolded. Do you think bales, little bales of weed just rolled out?
I mean, 56 pounds. It had to be a lot of raw flour, you know, just wrapped up somehow.
Yeah, all right,
bricks of weed.
What's that? That's not personal use, right, guys?
No,
I would say that's probably intent to distribute
over a period of time.
Charged with possession of marijuana and intent to manufacture, deliver, or sell. Released on $5,000.
Like a dog wasn't around. Dog would have just freaked out on that, man. Yeah. Once again, it's just pot, though. Who cares? You know? Who cares? I know people still do.
They might have the marijuana sniffing dogs because it was Tennessee, right?
Yeah, Memphis.
Yeah. Memphis,
where it is not legal.
But
unless,
I mean,
somebody gets around the hemp laws, then they can sell you some weed.
I get it. I feel the same way. It's just pot, but
56 pounds, you're in trouble.
But dumbass, don't take 56 pounds of pot through the airport.
No, you're not.
You're going to get caught.
Right. Right.
And then somebody on the other end is not going to have that weed.
Todd, it looks like there's not much to do in Mississippi.
No. Once again, I think the only thing I'd want to go is see Ole Miss play somebody, you know?
You could go fishing off the Gulf Coast.
Oh, Jesus. Save that for Walsh.
I'm sure they might have a golf course or two in Mississippi.
Yeah. Okay.
There's a pocket museum in Haydersburg.
You also could drive over and just say hi and say you were there. That counts, by the way.
Or you could go to...
I even say if you're on the ground in the airport, that counts, too.
Isn't the crossroads in Mississippi where Robert Johnson sold his soul to the devil and started the Delta Blues?
That would be cool.
Yeah, that was Ralph Macchio and Steve Vai were in that movie,
What movie was that?
Remember that?
I don't.
Steve Vai was a devil, and Ralph Macchio played guitar against him. Yeah, what's it called?
There's some whitewashing.
It was Robert Johnson
replaced with Ralph Macchio.
It was Ralph Macchio's follow-up to the Karate Kid.
Is it called Crossroads?
It's called Crossroads.
Okay.
Yeah. Makes sense. Steve Vai was the devil, man. Jump up on a hickory stick.
Jamie Gertz as well.
Yeah.
Steve Vai appears in the film as the devil's virtuosic guitar player in the climactic guitar duel scene.
And Macchio beat him because Macchio was not the
devil. Dude, spoiler alert.
Sorry, you figured it out. The good guy always wins because you know damn well Ralph Macchio is a better guitar player than Steve Vai.
So Macchio was the blues guitarist?
Yes.
Yeah. Macchio in the role of Robert Johnson, the inventor of the Delta Blues?
Tell me that's not a great reference when you brought up that, man. Yeah. Ralph Macchio and Steve Vai movie, a classic. Check it out.
Ralph Macchio is Eugene Martone.
Yeah. We ever talked to Steve Vai? I think we have once before. We'll bring up the, do you think he can beat Ralph Macchio today in a guitar battle?
I bet he's pretty confident of himself.
I think he is. He could, actually, right. Another guy sent us an email about sex on shrooms. He said he has no interest in sex on shrooms, And he does it once a week, he said.
Yeah, he said he was a pretty... Yeah, there it is.
Yeah, you got that.
He doesn't eat a lot. What did he say, 0.4 gram?
I've been eating shrooms weekly for the last few years, never had any inclination towards sex while tripping, until I got a shroom candy bar where the pieces are just 0.4 grams.
Yeah, I got a couple of those.
Explain
this to me, that you shroom guys. I know you don't want sex, but say you are shrooming and a woman walks up and just starts rubbing on you. Could you turn your brain to sex, or would you just go, well, look at that spaceship, and then just fall off?
I think depending on your headspace, you might just think it's very odd.
Yeah, if it were like...
she's grabbing your wiener?
It'd have to depend on how hard you're tripping.
0.4 of a gram, you're probably just getting a slight buzz.
Well, he says...
You may be able to get aroused. You may be able to give your attention to somebody.
The 0.4 grams, he said, taken one piece, it's enough to enhance colors, get the serotonin and empathetic feelings flowing, and be able to focus enough to have sex. Been married about 17 years, and microdosing makes sex seem new and different. Chef recommends.
They're spiced up their sex life.
Is she shrooming?
I've given you the information I have.
Right.
You would think so.
Maybe not.
You would think, because then it's not new to her. Now she's just banging this messed up dude. Right. I mean, that's what they all do.
Yeah, she's into bigger pupils now.
If it's not into him, it's not him,
Eating shrooms weekly seems like a lot.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people.
And that's coming from guys who smoke weed pretty much every day for years.
But people do that for medicinal purposes.
He's doing that
we all do drugs and alcohol
for medicinal purposes.
Who eat, eat small, a microdose, like 0.2 gram, a few times a week, like 3 days in a row, and then take a couple of days off, and it's working for them.
Rebooting the brain type of stuff?
Yeah.
It looks cool. It's all this footage coming from those fish shows of the Sphere.
It does, except it's fish.
Yeah. It makes me wish I could tolerate fish
But you know
least.
What, though? I mean, they're only doing 4 shows, but somebody had a good point. I know some fish shows, I'm giving them crap. If it's not my type of music, that's fine. If you like that, that's cool. But they said, can you imagine what the tickets will be next time they come back?
Oh, yeah.
Because of the... First of all, they've been playing for 40 years, so they got fans with cash. That's what happens. You get fans like that. That's why U2 did great there. They got fans with cash. And so fish. And I saw an interview with Trey Anastasio. What's his last name? He's always been a cool guy,
Yeah. Then the Dead and Company are next, and I'm sure they're take it up a level. They got 18 shows.
Yeah. It's going to be cool to see what different artists do with that space.
Right.
I want a Pearl Jam or a Metallica or so, a hard
rock band.
That's coming
down the road. That's coming down the road, Puss.
You know? Don't it's got to be.
Jam, Pearl Jam, Metallica is probably coming
Aerosmith
down the road.
Aerosmith and Pearl Jam.
Yeah.
Wayne
know.
Stock 2. Do
That's
it.
The Sphere. I do want to see the Sphere, though. All right. Come on back. Tyler Walsh, Ted McGinley later on.
You are listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.